Everybody Can is a conversation about the people and organizations that strengthen our community by volunteering, donating, serving on boards, or sometimes just showing up in micro moments of kindness in Jefferson and Clallam counties. I'm your host, Missy Nielsen, a tenaciously curious person and committed to the notion that connecting and serving others provides a space for one to have a sense of purpose and belonging. And you know, one of those things that helps you feel like you belong and have purpose is how we are doing economically. We are talking to the folks from Team Jefferson EDC. Joining us today is Cindy Brooks and Ben Bauermeister from the EDC Team Jefferson. As executive director of Team Jefferson since 2021, Cindy Brooks brings her insights from her work as the economic recovery coordinator for the North Olympic Development Council. Leaning into leadership styles that are based on relationship building, she brings developmental processes and regenerative systems to the organization. I look forward to hearing more about that. Joining us also is Ben, a member of the board of Team Jefferson EDC, and he has a long history of working at the intersection of technology, media, and his entrepreneurial skills inform his passion to work with our community's mentoring programs, including Skillmation and small business planning. Welcome to the program, Cindy and Ben.
Thank you, Missy. Nice to be here.
It's good to be here.
It's a great way to check into the new year. And we're kind of looking into our financial health. We always talk about fitness, but fitness, this is kind of Economic Development Council's focus is our fitness as a community, our viability, our resiliency. But don't let me explain it to the listeners. Let me start with one question. And then Cindy, if you don't mind giving us an overarching understanding of EDC. So one of the things that I'm really curious about is, how do we refer to your organization? Team Jefferson, EDC, team? It's a mouthful, Cindy. Do enlighten us.
Well, it seems like we're known in the eyes of the community as EDC Team Jefferson, which is our DBA, or Doing Business As. Mm-hmm. We are officially the Economic Development Council of Jefferson County.
Of Jefferson County. And that's really an important piece. This is just not a Port Townsend effort. And if you could go a little further into the background of what an EDC does, it sounds like, from what I'm understanding, there's a lot of partnerships far beyond just Jefferson County. So EDC, Economic Development Council, are you an employee of the city?
No, we're a private nonprofit, a 501c6, a membership organization. And that's an important designation. We're not in any way a governmental entity. Trying not to get too nerdy here with the details.
Well, that nerdy part matters because it does explain why we can and cannot do certain things. Mm-hmm. Redefining a nonprofit allows you to apply for different grants, or perhaps, you know, understanding how many, you know, all those numbers matter because it does translate into efficacy and reporting. So do go on, though. I love nerds, Cindy.
Well, thank you for that. The state constitution actually limits government from doing a lot of direct economic development, which is why there's a need for a separate private nonprofit to do work directly with businesses. So that's one of the functions that we serve. And an economic development council is a designation, actually an associated development organization is the designation that the state gives us to do economic development work. And, you know, there are many counties and regions around Washington that have ADOs, or economic development organizations. So we report to the state as a primary entity on three basic things, like the work that we're doing to elevate small businesses locally, and the work that we're doing to invite in businesses that might want to be here or that we might need to be a more resilient community. And the third thing is to work with community partners on like bigger projects that all lead ultimately to community thriving. The outcome of economic development should be some visible way that our community is doing better.
And in terms of an economic development council, you mentioned membership. So that's not to be described as something like Main Street or Chamber of Commerce, but tell me about the economic development council membership. I mean, it's kind of an interesting tagline. Let's hold that question for a moment, maybe talking more about the council in terms of what they do for the community. So it's a state identified but purposed to the broader county to help develop small only, rural only. Let's drill down into what that looks like, translates into what kind of economic opportunities. You have several great programs going, so there's a lot you've been got your hands in, from green to equity to BIPOC. So describe a little bit more of the what you do.
We're focusing on really foundational elements. I've just been here since 2021, so we've kind of restructured the organization, and we're setting ourselves up for long-term success. And we're doing that by focusing on the fundamentals. So one of the primary things that we've done is hire an internal business advisor, Douglas Hamill, who's an expert in advising businesses across industries and in various stages of growth. And he's just helping them learn what they might not have learned in the past in other ways in order to be more efficient and more productive and to increase their profit margins and to, you know, really do what they want to do in the community with their business. So that helps us sustain employment. It helps us provide products and services here that we all want and need. And it creates a resilient ecosystem. We've also partnered with the Center for Inclusive Entrepreneurship, which is a local organization that focuses on micro enterprises and startup companies. So they're kind of working with the earlier stage or smaller companies. So Douglas can work on the growth stage industries and companies. And we're also working as a partner with SBDC, which is a small business development center. And it's a federal program with a statewide network here in Washington that also does business advising. And they have access, for instance, to market research through multiple universities that, you know, we couldn't get another way. So they bring in other assets and resources that are kind of would otherwise be beyond our reach.
And it's a consistent, freely given partnership. You are always partnered with SBDC and always part of the state economic development.
It's tricky. I mean, there's a partner match component to our relationship with SBDC. So we share one advisor with Clallam County and there's an expense to that. So, you know, it's something we have to manage over time. It's not just a given.
Well, we are really talking a lot about the administrative nuts and bolts behind the scenes. Ben, why don't you help us cast a little vision as to some of the impact? I know on your website, you've got a great group of stories about how you help launch businesses, but I think there's some really other interesting talking points about attracting businesses and what are the resources that you make available to folks who come through your door?
Yeah, so the biggest attraction of businesses that gets, I think, the EDC and Cindy and I excited is new business growth and new business development. Somebody who might already be local, they're not bringing a business to us, but they've been doing something out of their living room for the past 2 years and they want to make that a growing part of their own financial success and the financial success of the community. So finding those people that have a new idea or a new concept or a new product and helping them figure out how to build that and make it part of the economic landscape of Jefferson County is really what the EDC does best. We have training classes where you can learn how to do your business plan. We've got, as Cindy mentioned, Douglas, who's great at helping businesses figure out what their next step is and what's working and not working. That whole toolbox of what we have to offer from very start to bringing your business all the way through to even talking about succession planning can be part of the assets that are here and at the disposal of people who are economically minded in Jefferson County.
And just to say, the business advising services are all free.
What? That's great.
Are you serious? Business
advice. Yeah.
Well, so I did go into your website a little bit, and I do need to make sure, listeners, if you're just joining us, the Economic Development Council, Team Jefferson, is with us today. We're talking about economic vitality. It's a new year. We're looking to being fit and healthy. And this is an organization that has actually focused on good growth, and growth happens with good planning. And this is one of the organizations that does it, the Economic Development Council. And it's Ben Bauermeister and Cindy Brooks. Now, I know you want to know what we were talking about prior to this break. Do go to kptz.org to our podcast page, and you'll get the full story there. It'll be available after air. Thank you again for joining us. We were talking about some of the creative ways that you've been providing things, and we just heard a no-cost moment, which is like, dang, That is cool. And you have really great things online to help folks get their heads wrapped around this a little bit. Like, it's not hard to show up. And one of the things I saw that I'm really curious about, Cindy, is something that was called resource roundtable meetings. And I thought, huh, that felt like a good way to tiptoe into the organization without committing to anything and not showing up. Is that something, a service you're still currently offering, and what that might be about?
Yeah, we offer this resource roundtable every third Thursday, and often we have guests or we have somebody in-house here do a presentation, a short presentation, maybe 20, 25 minutes. And then we encourage the businesses to bring their own questions, their own ponderings, and we talk about it. You know, it might be
wide open. Like, yeah. Just you have a targeted focus for that day, or it might be something that.
Yeah, each month we cover a different topic. So we might, we recently started to offer a valuation service here so businesses can discover what, you know, their business is worth if they're thinking of selling it or transitioning it to a family member. We had a conversation for an hour about what a valuation is and why it's important and how you can prepare to have that done.
That is a fantastic asset. And is it indeed open to the public? Some of your meetings, you did mention on your website that it's important to be discreet. And these are private business enterprises, but this roundtable meeting is open to the public?
Yeah, the roundtable is open to the public. If you do come in for business advising, we have a very stringent confidentiality policies because, you know, in order to assess a business, you do need to share financial information. And we want to be sure that we're safeguarding that information and it's, you know, always going to be confidential.
So in full disclosure, Cindy, I know Ben through Skillmation, and I also know him through conversations around Stronger Towns. And I'm very curious about the distinction of Stronger Towns' idea of resilience and vitality and what EDC does. One of the things I'm thinking about is the example of bringing larger entities, not just economic rural support for those that exist, but tell me about something like a Stronger Town resiliency and what does EDC do differently?
Stronger Towns is, you know, boots on the street. We're working with people who have ideas that add to the rural resilience education landscape of our county. EDC Team Jefferson does some of that boots on the street stuff through the classes that they offer or the business planning services that are here. But in addition to that, it's a lot of talk about the longer term plans, and it's talking with county partners about what those longer term plans look like. It's participating on the infrastructure fund to see how we're funding the different projects, and the EDC gets involved with kind of making the economic assessment as to if we're going to spend, you know, some money in this area or that area, which one has the greater chance of helping our economic vitality thrive. So there is a much higher level cross-county economic development planning and visioning process that EDC is involved with that Little Stronger Towns doesn't get involved with at that level.
You know, I read once, gosh, maybe a few years back prior to COVID, about a small Vermont town that was trying to bring young businesses into town. And they had this funding where they said, if you bring your family and you have a remote job and you stay 5 years, we're going to kick $10,000 into your home purchase process or something like that. Does EDC get involved in bringing larger bodies to this community in addition to the small business focus? Does it do anything more national in that effort?
There's an intention that that's our role, according to the Department of Commerce, but we really have to look at each county individually and what the bottlenecks and opportunities are. Mm-hmm. And at Jefferson, that's difficult to do because we have very little residential housing available. We have very little commercial space for businesses to move into. We have a shortage of childcare opportunities. So it's, you know, it's difficult. We're focusing more on helping local people do what they want to do that are here already, mm-hmm, rather mm-hmm. than inviting new people in just for those reasons. You know, maybe that'll change over time, but with the, you know, the larger forces at play, we're kind of limited in what we can do in terms of that kind of attraction.
I'm always curious how we are distinctive because we're somewhat of a tourist town. We're very much a nature environment, small ag, rural farming town. And you compare it to something like Bend, Oregon or Hood River. And they've got, is that a comparison that you look to other regional rural areas to look at models for growth and, you know, vitality and economic ideas?
Yeah, I think it's part of what makes us unique. Some of those other towns that you mentioned are primarily shifting to our tourism focus. Mm. And that's what makes Jefferson County different from that. It's what makes Port Townsend and Hadlock and Chimicum and Quilsea and all a little bit different, is that there is these vital industries, be it agriculture or marine trades or aquaculture, that define different opportunities for us where we don't have to just turn to the tourism playbook to figure out how we're going to grow things. We've got a bunch of other tools and unique properties of this county that we can take forward to increase the economic diversity of what's going on here.
Well, when I originally talked to someone in your office, I was so excited. I thought, I want to get on this page because I do have some, you know, I have interest in figuring out how do we create a future for our future. So let's talk about folks who are listening. And, you know, many of our listeners sometimes listen to this program because they're thinking about moving here. It's a great way to understand what community is about. But let's talk about getting involved. Let's talk about your needs, because this just doesn't happen with just the Cindy and Ben team here. There's a lot going on that we could support you with. So let's make sure our listeners know how to get involved before we end up running out of time here.
Absolutely. There's two very direct ways to get involved. One is we have a large and multifaceted board of directors, and that board will have some open seats on it in the next year. And if you'd like to apply to be a board member of the EDC, that process is on our website at edcteamjefferson.org. And that's a great front row seat to a lot of the economic wheelings and dealings and churnings and visionings that happen in Jefferson County. The other way that we're just rolling out this year is through a business membership program. So there's different levels that businesses can join and say, I want to support the economic vitality of the area that I live in, and I want to get the most recent newsletters and updates as to what's going on in my direct area. And that new facility of EDC Team Jefferson is going to bring a much broader range of voices and perspectives mm-hmm. to the work that we do here. Mm-hmm. So those are two, right off the top of my head, great ways to get involved.
Butt in and say that our membership program will be launching sometime in the next quarter, along with a new website. So we don't have that functionality up now, but certainly people can call and we can help them find a way to get involved in a way that makes sense.
And I thank you for your time today. And I want to just say, let's continue the conversation. And if there's anything else we've left on the table, here's our chance to talk about it.
The one thing, this came up at the beginning of the conversation,
yes.
and that is whether this is a Port Townsend-based organization or not. And the thing that I really want to stress is that we are across all of Jefferson County. We have a mandate from our funders to have a certain percentage of our board seats be from District 2 and District 3. Our next board chairperson is going to be actually from District 3. So that's a nice change, again, of broadening our perspective of the viewpoints that we have at the table.
Yeah, and we're also collaborating with other regional partners. In particular, this next 6 months, we'll be working closely with Clallam County on a new grant opportunity.
Well, we look forward to hearing more about it. And your mission statement says it all. Economic development is not an end in itself, but rather a means to enhance our community's ability to thrive. Thank you for your part in that. And thank you for joining us today at Everybody Can.
Thank you, Missy. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks, Missy.
This is Missy Nielsen, host of Everybody Can, and I thank you for taking the time to listen to this program today. It is our hope that in sharing these stories, we have encouraged you to find your own path to belonging, explore a new skill, or simply impact the life of another. I couldn't do this program without the masterful assistance of our production coordinator and sound engineer, Nora Petrich, and all of the incredible volunteers at this radio station. Go Team Jefferson! Yes!